You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 106. That's the heat index expected tomorrow through Thursday, with an extreme heat watch in effect for most of southern and eastern Wisconsin. It runs from tomorrow morning through Thursday night. With the heat, it raises the risk of heat-related illness. Officials urge people to stay hydrated, avoid the sun, and to check on vulnerable neighbors. Cooling centers will likely be opening. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. As labor talks cover security, an MCTS bus driver was attacked late last week. The 70-year-old driver is recovering after being attacked by a passenger last Friday on the city's north side. He needed stitches and suffered serious bruises, according to union leaders. It comes as bus drivers last week rejected a one-year contract, demanding better pay and more protection. If a deal isn't reached by the end of the month, the union says a strike is very possible. There's an explainer today in West Milwaukee on Final Five voting. It's billed as an event to teach people about reducing political divisiveness and empowering voters. Final Five voting is an election reform that uses a nonpartisan primary and ranked choice voting in the general election in an attempt to give voters more choices. Critics of the system argue that it's confusing for voters, may lead to lower turnout, and can produce results that don't reflect the true preferences of the majority. The event is at 6 tonight if you want to learn more. It's at the West Milwaukee Community Center. Badger State kids are behind in health care. Melissa Kay has the story.
Wisconsin has the third lowest measles vaccination rate in the country. Almost 15% of kindergartners are not current on their vaccinations. Considered eradicated in the United States in the year 2000, currently there are over 1,200 measles cases in the U.S., according to the Center for Disease Control. As of July 8th, 27 outbreaks have been reported so far in 2025, with 88% of confirmed cases related to these outbreaks. There have also been 3 confirmed deaths from measles so far in 2025. A new Marquette University law poll published in June asked respondents if they thought the benefits of the measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR vaccine outweighed the risks, or if the risks outweighed the benefits. 84% say the MMR vaccine is more beneficial, and 15% say the risks outweigh the benefits. Wisconsin Watch reports the MMR vaccination rate has continued to slide since the COVID-19 pandemic to a rate of a little over 74%. 95% is the coverage target.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Miz takes on the Mariners. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Seattle, where the Brewers rookie, Jacob Mizorowski, faces the Mariners. The Crew winning last night 6-0. Brandon Woodruff went 6 innings on just 62 pitches, allowing only 2 hits in the shutout. Milwaukee now with an 11-game winning streak. NFL, the Packers signed right tackle Zach Tom to a 4-year deal worth $88 million, over $30 million in a signing bonus, the largest ever for an NFL offensive lineman. What makes Zach Tom so special?
I think he can play any position. He kind of found his home at right tackle. I think his versatility is one of the things that makes him special. I think he can play all 5, and there's not a lot of guys that can do that. I would say that he's got the athleticism. I think he's a very intelligent football player, and he's played pretty consistent over the course of the last few years.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're in the Madison area and looking for a cool event, check out the annual Atwood Fest. This amazing music festival features 3 stages, great food, and great East Side vibes. Saturday, you can catch bands like Rare Element, Mama Dig Down's Brass Band, love that name, American Scarecrows, and Madison favorites VO5. Sunday features local favorites like Steely Dan, the Jeremiah Jams Band, and the Mark Hembry Bluegrass Band. Atwood Fest takes place, you guessed it, in Madison's Atwood Hood this Saturday, July 26th from noon to 10 p.m. and and Sunday, the 27th from noon to 7:30. Who doesn't love a Cinderella story, especially when it's literally a Cinderella story? Disney is in the works for a new take on the classic Rodgers and Hammerstein story of the overworked Cinderella. The new look will be told from the standpoint of the godparents. Jennifer Lopez is attached as an executive producer, but there is no cast attached yet. The original Cinderella dropped in 1957 with Julie Andrews playing the title character. If you're looking for a whodunit that takes place in a beautiful setting, here is one of Pete's picks that will fit the bill. Untamed stars Aussie actors Eric Bana and Sam Neill and is set in Yosemite National Park. Bana plays a federal agent who oversees the park alongside state park rangers led by Neill. The first scene, which involves two rock climbers and a dead body, will knock your socks off. Bana's character, Kyle Turner, tracks a killer while dealing with his own demons. Untamed dropped July 17th on Netflix, where all six episodes are available to stream. Wes Anderson fans, listen up, yo. His latest effort, The Phoenician Scheme, will be available to stream later this week. Deadline.com has announced the film will drop on Peacock Friday, July 25th. The film by the director of Rushmore and Bottle Rocket is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes and stars Benicio del Toro, Tom Hanks, Michael Cera, and Scarlett Johansson. Two films in their first week of release cracked the top five, but could not unseat Superman as box office champ over the weekend. Superman's sophomore outing on the big screen brought in $57 million, more than doubling the take of another blockbuster in Jurassic World Rebirth. The film about the Man of Steel, directed by James Gunn and starring David Cornsweet and Rachel Brosnahan, has now taken in $235 million domestically in 2 weeks. Coming in second place with a distant $23 million big ones was the aforementioned Jurassic World Rebirth. The film has been in theaters 3 weeks now and has pulled in $276 million domestically, despite mediocre reviews. The two newcomers are Sony Pictures' I Know What You Did Last Summer reboot with $13 million, which was good enough for third place. And in fourth place, it was The Smurfs, which sang the blues with $11 million. Brad Pitt's F1 sped to fifth place with $9.5 million. Fear not, there is another blockbuster right around the corner in Fantastic Four. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 83 this afternoon. Tonight, 72. Tomorrow, sunny, hot, and humid. Our high, 95 with a heat index over 100. Tomorrow, Thursday, sunny, 91 with thunderstorms Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.